You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of competition, I haven't watched a lot of the Olympics, but I've watched a fair amount. And I saw one thing last night that was weird. It was like it was like a kayaking type of contest, but it was a slalom. So you know how when you got skiing in the Winter Olympics and they have to go through those gates?
Okay.
Right? They're going down the hill at like 90 miles an hour and they gotta, like, you can't miss a gate. Well, they had some sort of kayak thing in rapids and they had a little gate set up, and so you had to, with a paddle, get yourself through the little gates.
Well, that sounds horrible.
On the rapids. And on one hand, I thought, boy, that takes a lot of strength and stuff like that. But on the other hand, I thought, this is the silliest thing to watch.
It's dumb, yeah.
It was kind of dumb to watch. I mean, power to the Olympic athletes who train and they do it. I mean, hats off. But watching it on TV was just kind of
weird.
This is
ridiculous.
So Jeremy and I were talking about this, and we wondered if our listeners could win a gold medal at something. Take all the Olympic sports out of it. We're talking.
That's the key.
Ridiculous stuff.
Just general stuff throughout your daily life. Like, could you get a gold medal in eye rolling, maybe? Or a gold medal in procrastination? Mary wrote in and said, I could get a gold medal in nagging my husband constantly. That's
right,
the kind of stuff we're looking for. I quickly jotted down three events that I think I could participate in the real-life Olympics. I think I could get a gold medal in packing the back of an SUV for a road trip.
That's
good. Everything's in there perfectly. You have access to the cooler. It's like Tetris in there. That's a good one. I could get a gold medal in smoking the perfect tri-tip.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, you guys. It just melts in your mouth. And speaking of melting in your mouth, I could get a gold medal in kissing Dom.
Well, you've only kissed one woman in your life, so we have to take her word for it.
I love kissing, and I'm good at kissing. Give that guy a medal.
What am I going to pick? I can get a gold medal in playing my cheeks.
Right. That's good.
I can play almost any song as long as it's got tempo. I could get a gold medal in parallel parking.
It's a good one,
and
too.
And I know I could get a gold medal in putting a jigsaw puzzle together.
Oh, yeah. Border first.
I'm really
Border
good first. At jigsaw puzzles. That week that we took off in, was it June?
You tore it up, didn't you?
I did three large jigsaw puzzles in 6 days.
You take the best vacations. You take the best vacations.
Yeah, you were off at Moab or whatever. I was doing jigsaw puzzles, man.
Phyllis wrote in and says, I could get a gold medal in dating the wrong man.
Hey.
Stephanie says, gold medal in loading the dishwasher. That's a
solid.
Good one, too, Steph. That's a good one. And I like Patty, gold medal in chapstick application. Even coverage on Patty's lips. Patty, we could team up. You could put on your chapstick, and then I could kiss you, Patty. Kiss you real good.
These are good that are coming in. You guys have, you know, they've figured it out.
These are funny.
Folding
a fitted sheet.
Chris says, all I heard was a gold medal in kissing Dom. And then he goes, punctuation matters. Yeah. So
yeah.
You needed to put a comma between the kissing and Dom. That's, you know what, Chris, for your punctuation text. You get a gold medal for that. Christine says, my gold medal would be in online dating going nowhere after a first meeting.
Oh, womp, womp, womp. Michelle said, gold medal in passive-aggressive manipulation. And Jason said, gold medal in backhanded apologies.
Rachel gets a gold medal, she says, for folding a fitted sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, impressive. Krista's on the phone. Krista, what are we giving you a gold medal for?
I can look in my cabinets and throw together a very good dinner in like 30 minutes with just whatever I have at home.
Okay, yeah, so just a bunch of random stuff night and you make a complete meal out of it. That's good.
That's really good.
That's really good.
I'm really good at that. I was going to open a restaurant a long time ago called Throwing Stuff Together.
Why not? Do it, or like a food truck even.
It would be unique. Yeah, you'd get a lot of attention. You get media coverage for it.
Yeah,
good for you.
Make
Thank
it happen.
Thank you for the call, Krista. We appreciate you. One of my favorite meals when I was a bachelor, I called it PSYAP, blank in a pan, where I would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I would just find various things in the pantry, in the fridge, and in 30 minutes, yeah. you got PSYAP.
You've got stir fry, basically.
Here's Kim. Kim, what do you think?
I'm good. I would get a gold medal in making Thanksgiving dinner and being the biggest whiner in any level of pain.
Oh, poor Kim. Kim's always stubbing her toe and whining.
Yeah.
What's your specialty for Thanksgiving besides the turkey? Any other special dishes?
The green bean casserole. I use my mom's dressing recipe. I can have everything on the table hot and ready to go, all at timing
at the same time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that's the gold medal right there.
What's the secret to your... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, the gold medal there to me is that you get everything to finish at the same time. That's the skill.
It's called a double oven.
Oh, yeah,
ovens.
Sure.
No, but still.
What's the secret in your mom's dressing, though?
I think it's just the balance of all the seasonings, poultry seasoning, and she used to make her cubes, the breading, homemade. No, it's called Pepperidge Farms.
Okay. Oh, cubes. Well,
Kim,
I'm sorry I
call.
Asked. Have a good day, Kim.
Appreciate you being on the show. Lisa, we're giving you a gold medal in what?
Hi, gold medal in thrifting.
Are you a thrifter? I've been dying to like really learn how to do that because I love old junk.
Me too. I've been a thrifter for many years, for
really?
25 years. So yeah, I'm really good at it.
See, you know what to spot and the brands and all that. That's important.
Yeah, I can spot a pair of vintage roller skates, from across the room or.
You know, my stepdaughter started doing it many years ago, and she was selling a bunch of it online, and maybe you found the same thing, Lisa. She came back and said once it became like the hip thing and everybody started doing it, it really made it a lot more difficult for the hardcore thrifters because you got a bunch of amateurs.
When all the good stuff's getting scooped up, it's harder for you to find it. Hey, what's your biggest what's the biggest find that you've ever had?
Oh, golly. I think old books, I just kind of love old books. And so, you can find some from the 1800s. That's my jam. I love those old books.
That's really cool.
But,
that's
I do sell them, so it's part of my business. So, but it's addictive.
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right.
We'll give you the gold medal, Lisa. Thanks for being on the show.
You bet. See ya.
Appreciate
Bye.
You. That's super cool. What about you, Rebecca? What are you getting a gold medal in?
Mine is overthinking things.
Oh, yeah. What's on your mind this morning? What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, just pulled into work. So now I'm overthinking if I should go in or not.
Nah, I'd bail out.
Yeah, just take
they don't
need
you,
Rebecca. Thank you for being on the show. I wonder if anybody else has the issue that sometimes I get, which is over planning.
Yeah.
You know where you just like you're sitting and you plan and you plan. You don't get the stuff done because you're too busy planning and you
That's
get
a
your
good one.
Notebooks out and you overplan. Kim, sort of similar to your packing the car Tetris, Kim says she could get a gold medal in refrigerator Tetris after a big Costco trip.
Oh, yeah. That's mad skills, fitting all that cottage cheese in there. Mara says gold medal in doing laundry and then leaving it on a chair or a couch for weeks. Paula says gold medal in arm farts.
Oh, good one.
Sarah says assigning my husband something to do and then whining about it when he doesn't do it correctly.
That's solid. Patty says she'd get a gold medal for falling downstairs for no reason.
Oh, clumsy.
That's great.
Kathy says deep sighing.
Oh, here we go with the sighing. Robert says he'd get a platinum medal for napping.
Yeah.
Good for
That's a
you.
Good one. The rest of these are pretty lame, you guys. Tripping on my shadow? I mean...
In fact, Karen says I could get a gold medal for being lame.
That's right. There you go.